Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. And they just gon' be mad at us. All right, hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Non Basic. And I'm here with no other than
LG in the house.
And as y'all know, we always in the motherfucking house. And we're going to need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and do what? Pay attention. Pay attention. Because Miss Risa Tisa. Yes. And go y'all girl. Know her. Her real name is Teresa. So I'm tired of everybody saying it's Risa Tessa. No. Her show is called Risa Tisa, I believe. Allegedly. Maybe.
I know, right?
But she has just signed a deal with CAA.
That's a talent agency, right? Okay.
Yes, a talent agency, I believe. And according to the article, she has over 400 million impressions in the last 3 weeks on her TikTok page, guys.
Her TikTok series, because she has more than that on her page.
And again, you guys know it's called Who the Fuck
Did I Marry?
50-part series. And it's like inspiring other people to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they also had that one. There was one where people were talking about their boyfriends and being love bombed. It was like a TikTok thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, challenge, whatever you want to call it.
She inspired a whole challenge as well.
No. The challenge started before her.
It did?
Yeah. Because I was watching this dude talk about the challenge where people were talking about different relationships they were in. I forgot what the challenge was called. But hers followed the line, which hers is way better than anybody else. At least she wasn't getting beat up and she was getting cheated on, damn.
Yeah, Teresa Johnson again.
This one girl hurt. This one girl, she got
according to Dateline.
She got shot by her
best. Yes, y'all, she was on Dateline.
Yes, Dateline, Good Morning America.
All kind of shit. Like,
yeah.
She's doing her thing. She's, and the crazy thing is that her husband, the real legend.
The real legion. The
legion. Oh, legion. Yeah.
You know what legion is, right?
Mm-hmm. I would have called him leeching.
No, because he wasn't using her. He was paying her bills, so leeching.
That's right. He was paying the bills, so. But her ex-husband, he's come forward as well. He has his own TikTok now. And he recently did an interview.
With TMZ.
With TMZ. And, well, TMZ stopped him. You know how TMZ is. They knew who he was. They stopped him because he popping out.
Yeah,
because
Marriage Records are public.
Yeah, but he getting famous off of her show.
That's what he's doing.
And off of his TikTok is getting famous because of her. Okay, but.
Because she want to see what lie he going to tell next.
He said he want to see what lie she's going to tell next.
Oh, whatever.
But people do want to see his next lie because nobody thinks that Teresa is lying. That Risa Tisa is lying. But he said that, according to TMZ, he says that CAA, the talent agency, are going to have buyer's remorse for signing Risa Tisa. Yes. He said because she has no talent. That's what he said.
Well, she got a nice speaking voice.
What he said. He said she has no talent. Apparently, she got enough talent to get amass over 400 million impressions. So he need to have several.
Let's not mention all the people who did videos piggybacking off of her. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like the special favorite one is Legion on the phone. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Are you talking about they doing parody videos off of her story? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I just think that he's jealous.
I do too. He's trying to piggyback off her fame. He's exactly riding her coattails.
Yes, he is riding the hell out of them coattails, girl.
And he talked about
his ex-wife has even joined the coattails. Okay, she's hopping on the coattails too.
She like, I'm gonna get on this fur coat too, bitch. Shit, because it's gonna be a fur coat.
It's a mink right now. That's 400 million impressions. You don't even know how much money that is. Okay, let me break it down to you. If you got 50,000 followers, I mean loyal followers, not that you're losing them every week and whatever and gaining new ones, TikTok will pay you upwards to $103,000 a month, people. So if this is what you're really passionate about, but you also have to have talent, okay?
Yes.
You can't just get on there and not have no talent, but some people can, so, you know. Some people can have no talent. Some people can be butt fuck ugly, or whatever.
Interesting though, and all the butt fuck ugly people been doing shit. They get a lot of views.
They get more views than anybody, honey. But this is what I'm saying. Risa Tisa's ex husband, ex wife. She is now going to be
ex-wife. Ex wife is not.
I thought she was the ex wife.
No.
No, like how many ex wives does he have?
At least two.
Two or three. Okay, so. Tasha K is saying that, okay, that's Tasha K in the background. Let me pause this loudmouth bitch. allegedly loudmouth bitch. Okay. This is all for shits and giggles. Y'all know our show is for entertainment. We say what we want to say. But Tasha K she's going to be interviewing Legion's
ex-wife. The wife he had before. The one that they supposed to live in California together.
Well, his daughter looked like she's grown.
No. Those aren't his kids, those are his stepkids.
I thought she said, let's listen to it. Let's listen to it.
No, he said he treated him like his own, remember?
Yeah, this
was... But they lived in California, but there's no record of him being in California.
But this is posted on YouTube by Tasha K.
Who the fuck did I marry series, okay? Well, we did, but we got season two, okay? And so without further ado, I want to introduce you to Vision's first family... LaToya, his first wife.
Not his first wife.
Okay, she spent more years with Legion than Risa Tisa. Okay?
Ooh. I'm proud to brag about that shit.
1 year to how many years you were with Legion on and off?
Five.
This is her baby girl, Ari. Okay?
Must have took her longer to wake up.
And this is his stepson.
That he's supposed to be really close to.
Okay.
Oh, remember he said his stepson died.
No, he said
stepdaughter
died.
And so when I tell you, I'm actually disappointed in Risa Tisa.
Bye, Tasha. That's enough of Tasha. She's not about she disappointed in Risa Tisa. Cut that shit. Because Tasha, people are already disappointed in you for getting sued so many times. But anyway.
Well, she ain't going to get sued this time.
I mean, how can you be a journalist and not put in the disclaimer that this may not be accurate or true?
Yeah. It wasn't first wife. She must not even know he married before her. Because Risa Tisa even found that shit out. Come on, she got her motherfucking receipts out there. What? Well, she got a whole bag of his receipts that he left at her house. So, I mean.
I guess she said the first wife before Risa Tisa.
Yeah.
But, okay, Risa Tisa was smart enough to wake up within a year. This girl was with him for 5 years. She was hanging in there for that whole little 5 years, you know, and getting lied to and done wrong to and all that.
Yeah, to the point where I think he was still even using her address for a bit. I can't remember exactly the details because it's been a minute since I watched the whole series, because I so binge watched that series, had me questioning my own relationship and shit.
That part, okay.
I'm not lying.
I think it had a lot of people questioning that relationship, you know, but you know.
What?
Get the family share plan, you know, where they are at all times.
Forgot about that.
Family share plan, find my friend. Mm-hmm. But. On to the next. I don't know if you guys have heard, but there is a new presidential candidate on the ballot. C-SPAN did an interview with her, and guess what her name is?
Jasmine Sherman.
Yes, she's a young lady.
We got 38 years old.
38 years young, yes, and she's running with Blue Bear. Is her vice president. Blue Bear is a Native American woman.
Yes.
And these are two women. If you go to their platform, you know, you could see
what they stand for.
Yeah.
But
and they stand for some good things.
Let's hear it out of the horse's mouth.
But she doesn't talk about her what is it called? Well, I don't. Only thing I don't agree with her on is the police platform completely. Because, I mean,
she's not talking about abolishing the police department.
No, but she's talking about replacing them with other agencies, which is fine.
Which, I mean, I say other agencies should coexist with the police department. Yeah. Like what they're trying to do here in Indiana. Like they implemented that when there's a medical health issue, that they have a mental health or medical health issue. Oh, okay. That they send out somebody who's qualified in that field to work alongside the police officer to avoid an unnecessary police shooting.
Well, they avoided one just recently, but we'll talk about that in Neptune stories.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But let's hear what Jasmine Sherman stands for on her C-SPAN interview. You guys can go to C-SPAN and check it out. But you can hear
it now. My name is Jasmine Sherman, and I want to get the basics out of the way. I'm fat, I'm black, and I'm a socialist running for president of the United States. I'm not independently wealthy. I'm not invested in the stock market. I'm not living off of a trust fund set up by my rich parents. I'm not looking for a handout, and I'm not up here to make my friends wealthy or write a book. We understand that this election is a black swan event like never before.
And it
is. Interstate Voter Compact, a third-party candidate can win. We do not have to pretend that we are trying to move parties to the left or to the right or talk about a rigged system. If you want guaranteed housing, universal health care, free education, and universal basic income, then you will vote for Jasmine Sherman. You can go to jasminesherman.com and all my policies will be read to you if you don't have time to read them yourselves. We have a chance to reset. Let's reset. We don't need to keep pretending that things need to be researched or evaluated. You know what's wrong. You don't need to hear politicians who are wealthy and are going to go home to their nice houses and their comfortable living tell you about the problems that you experience. You know there's no food in your fridge. You know there's no money in your bank account. What you don't know is who is going to do that and resolve your issues faster. Politicians are wonderful ideas, but what you need is change. You don't need some icon. You need someone that is going to make sure that you can feed your family, educate your children, spend time with them. Right now, our country is at the precipice and we need to push it forward. If you actually want to do something, I would recommend that you listen to the candidates that have a plan to put money in your pocket tomorrow. And if you are not interested, at least begin mutual aid where you live. Go to jasminesherman.com for more details and to donate. Because we have work to do.
That's right.
Yes, and be sure to go to jasminesherman.com. She does have some really great platforms, and I agree with a lot of them.
You're sick of getting $200.
If you're sick of getting $200 a week. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Vote for Jasmine Sherman. Because what she said when she said universal income, you know, we are tired of the unequal pay.
Mm-hmm.
That has been a hindrance in our country. For too long
around the world,
but I mean, but we talking about the United States election.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the most developed country in the world.
The most developed country in the world, but we're still dealing with this today.
You know, I watched that. I watched a documentary about all these homeless people in I forget what state, what city it was. In the state of California, was it Los Angeles? I cannot remember, but. Like, these homeless people, they out there on the streets, they're on drugs, they have decriminalized drugs in that area, and these people, and also, they changed the laws for shoplifting, so these people, homeless people, just go and walk in the stores, grab whatever they want, walk out, and sell it on the street. So, I mean, like, if we did have a universal income, that would help them to not actually be able to feel the need to go into the stores. Well,
and her plan for housing, drugs, too. Her plan for housing.
But then it's decriminalized. Then she plans to decriminalize
drug use.
So I guess that will still work out. So I didn't read the whole plan on decriminalizing drug use.
I mean, drug users don't need to be in a jail. They need to be in a rehabilitational center.
No, because they, as we've had lots of issues here, and especially in northern Indiana.
Rehabilitation works, though. It does. Like for 90.
I mean, sorry, southern Indiana, especially in southern Indiana, in Jefferson County, we've had a lot of issues with people going to jail and dying in jail from them withdrawing from drugs. So,
or not withdrawing from drugs, they also can get those same drugs in jail.
That's true.
That's another problem. But what her proposal is, you just have to go to her platform and check her out. I'm definitely going to be a part of her campaign. I would hope that other people would join her. And like, what's the girl that dropped out? What was her name?
Justine.
Yeah, I said girl. She's 73 years old. But
she's the same age as Trump and Biden, though.
Biden, is like in their 90s, ain't they?
No, they're in their mid-70s.
No, they not. I'm about to Google it.
Google it. How old is
Biden? They lying like they look. I don't believe it. How old is President Biden? He 80-something. I know he
74. Is. 70, he should be 74 now.
Stop it. Stop it. They need to quit lying about that man.
Hey, it's picking up everything you're saying, though.
I know. That man is 1,000 years old.
He look like it, though.
Right. Jill Stein looks amazing. I mean, she looks amazing. How old is President Biden, Google? 81. I told you that nigga was 81. And then I bet you.
Well, because you know what? If we count 3 years ago, he was 77.
4 years ago, really?
3 years ago. It's not 4 years yet. Not 4 years until
next you're January. Right. You're right. Yeah. Okay. How old is ex-president Trump? Google. Diane didn't even want to put his age on there. He didn't do something with the algorithm.
But he was born in 1946, so.
Yeah, bullshit. How old is President Trump?
Donald Trump is 77 years old.
Also, he's not even as old as Biden. I thought they were the same age.
They were the same age too, man. But I mean,
So 4 years ago, three, four years ago when he was running, he was only 73, and I just didn't put the numbers together.
Even though Trump went to the hair club for men, you know.
Biden
didn't need to go to the hair club for men. He just needs to go sit his happy ass down somewhere. Because this nigga.
In an old folks home.
Retire. That's all I'm saying. Or retire.
At home. They got that at home care now. He could do that too.
It's a saying in the battle rap war. They be like, sit your old ass down and let a young nigga have a chance. Okay? Maybe they need to let this Jasmine Sherman, because I think she got great policies. I think her policies are amazing. That's all I'm going to say. And
but
I don't
a lot
agree
of them
with
will turn
everything.
A whole lot of voters
I don't agree
away.
With everything, but do you agree with everything that Biden has to say?
No, I don't agree with nothing he has said.
Agree with everything. If you're a Trump supporter, do you agree with everything that he believeves in? But it's the majority
of what
she stands for is what you should believe in. Because, you know, it's the lesser of, what is it, three evils now?
Yeah, that's what it'd be right now. Mm-hmm. That's what it would be right now.
But in most people's case, but in my case, I think Jasmine's the most, she's the most, her policies are most in line with what I believe in.
But, you know, there's a lot of people that vote against their own interests all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is tell them, this person got it better than you. And they're like, oh.
But if life was fair, I think Biden and Trump should fall back and let this girl do her campaign. Yeah. Let her work her campaign. Because y'all need to go retire somewhere. And that's just real.
Especially
that's
Biden.
Just real. Just sit down.
Trump has got too much shit going on.
I mean, they are past retirement age. What is the national retirement age?
Oh, no. Remember, Nikki Haley said they're trying to push it up to 70-something.
Well, both of them niggas is over that age. That's
all. Oh, that's right.
Biden over 70-something. You know, Trump is kicking 80 in the ass. Just go retire somewhere. Where did you move to when he got out of prison?
In Florida.
Trump, yeah,
where
he
a lot
of
old people move.
Where old people move to retire. Just stay in Florida, you know, in your home.
You know that house off the
I know
golf
it's
course.
Not his home because he's from New York.
Yeah.
But he should stay in Florida where, where old people go and live their life out, you know. He should go live his life out and live it to the fullest and travel or the world, you know, see the world again. You know, with your rich ass.
You know, everywhere.
With your rich ass. That's all I'm saying. We need somebody that think like us,
just
that
feel
like
Russia.
Us, that can do for us. That's all I'm saying. I think she thinks like us, she feels like us, and like she feels our pain, and she will do for us. Period. That's what we need. We need somebody in the office that is like that. Her and Blue Bear.
The fact of the matter is that the...
Two oppressed women. They come from oppressed societies.
But you got to think. They're going to be like Obama, what they did with Obama. I mean, you have a majority Republican House
Obama
right now.
Obama won, though.
Yeah, no, I said we have... But we had a majority Republican House at the two-year mark. And those people, they blocked a lot of stuff that he was trying to do. So, I mean, she's...
He had the
blocked.
Power to veto. He didn't do it.
No. How can you veto a bill that does not go into law? It's not even...
It has to go into law first.
So, yeah.
But I think,
I don't know. I think that she's going to have a whole Congress. If she does managed to win, which I doubt. She's going to have a whole Congress against her.
I don't think she's going to have a whole Congress against her, though. Well, I mean, her policies make sense. Them. And if the people pressure their politicians in their states to fall in line, that's what that politician has to do. Or they know they run They run the risk of not getting reelected if they don't fall in line with the people's. I mean, that's what people need to realize. If your politician is not falling in line with your beliefs and your standards of what you want to see happen in your communities and in your states and cities, you can get rid of them.
No, but I paid for my college and watched these people get their college loans forgiven. If I paid for my college. We talking about these people.
Oh my God. I pulled myself up by
the bootstraps. They could pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
What bootstraps?
Like, I know, because we don't even got the boots. We don't even got the boots,
the porch to jump off of, or none of that. Yeah, like, we don't have the porch to jump off of. Like she said, we don't have trust funds. We don't have these things. These things are not prevalent in our society. And that's on a whole. I'm not just talking about as a race. I'm talking about that's in a whole of society. People don't have these things. It is 99% of people that don't have these things. No, it's 97 now. It's 97. And then it's 3% of people that do have these type of things. Come on, y'all. Let's make it make sense, though.
Hey, look, I'm just telling you. I'm not telling. This is not my beliefs.
I know that. I know. I know you're doing the
polls. Caricature, yeah.
Yeah. The opposites, or letting them know that there's two different, you know, sizes, ideologies to this election. But
I'm not saying I'm not going to vote for her.
Keep it real. The masses do not want Trump back in office.
No.
The masses do not want Biden all vote back in office.
Do they all vote?
The masses do not vote. But let's get these white women that do vote on Jasmine's team. That's all I'm saying. Because they know. They know. They say it. They say it. They don't want neither one of these motherfuckers back in office.
Hell no.
And they have the power to do that because they are the majority of the people that vote in this country. Just keep it real. Keep it real, people. Motherfucking Obama was not voted in by black people.
Sure
he was voted in by the white woman.
There was a historical black vote that year, though.
What the fuck that mean?
Like, more black people voted when Obama ran than they ever did.
And we are 13% of the population.
I know, right?
We did not get this motherfucker elected.
No, we did not. There's no way. Electoral College got him
exactly. That part. And let the Electoral College get Jasmine Sherman in the motherfucking office.
I want to say Jasmine Sullivan because she's
I want to say I love Jasmine Sullivan, but Jasmine Sherman, I'm starting to love her too. I love her policies. I love her platform. Her and Blue Bear is running on. And I believe Blue Bear is a Native American woman again. Yes. And I have to say that I would love to see a Native American woman president, vice president in office. This started out with them, you know?
Yeah.
So let's make it right, y'all. Let's make it right.
However, in which way you believe they got here, it started off with the Native Americans in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And that's what they both stand for, is equal. Equal opportunities, equal rights. Equal employment, equal income for all.
Now,
equal fucking medical.
Girl.
Oh my God. Equal medical for all. Let's do it, y'all. It's
possible. And they say there's long wait lines in Canada and stuff because they have that socialist medical system. But I mean, I've been waiting.
It's long wait lines at my hospital.
I've been waiting a year for my son to get autism testing.
VA hospital. It's long wait lines at every hospital you go to. It's a lot of people and not too many doctors and nurses and aides and things of that nature. It's not too many of them. It's more people should probably go to school for medical, but let's get that going too. You know, but right now we have to deal with what's in front of us.
Yes.
And what's in front of us is we're dealing with a medical system that is minimal to a society that is enormous.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense either. But, you know, we can get it covered. And I think she's one of the only candidate. I was going to say one of the candidates. She's the only candidate.
Trump don't care nothing about his damn self, really.
Shit. And Biden only cares to me, like, if he get reelected, he might die while he's in office. And then we would get Kamala as our president. And that's the only reason that people would vote for Biden is to see that happen. To see it. But why wait when we can already have a black woman in it?
I don't know.
Why wait for him to pass? He might not pass in 4 years.
Yeah, he might not.
You know?
Presidents have the best medical care in this world, so.
Right, yeah. And if that's your reason to vote for him, to see if Kamala could possibly, you know, get in there after he becomes, you know.
Incapacitated.
Incapacitated or, you know, irreversibly ill.
Yeah.
Kamala could possibly get in there. Kamala. You know what I'm saying.
I say Kamala. I didn't know that was Kamala. It's Kamala.
Kamala could possibly.
She has an Indian name, an Indian Asian name.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But she could possibly get in there if we do reelect Biden. And I say we because I'm definitely not voting for him, but as a society.
But, you know, like I said in the end, it does come out to what the Electoral College believes would be best for the country. So,
but like you said, they're trying to paint Jasmine Sherman to be some type of ghetto.
I know, because
uneducated,
why is she the only one in the picture of the candidates? That she got the biggest picture and she got all these bright colored braids in her hair. Which and it don't even look like she got a shirt on. Braid. Yeah, I know she does.
Yeah, but they put this Facebook picture
on her. I know, it was dirty as hell. Like, that's like, awful. Nah. Yeah.
Like, you guys need to go check it out. But, I mean, for real.
Man, check out her platform. They need to ask kids.
And also,
which
site put that up?
Not Jasmine Sherman 2024.
No, she didn't put that up.
No, but that's what it says.
The internet put that picture up there because people pay for this stuff to happen. A lot of people don't realize that is what the internet is. Like, it is controlled by people with wealth.
Yes, it definitely is.
And they made her look like she's this super ultra uneducated ghetto woman, but she's highly qualified for this position. Yes. She's highly qualified for this position. She's eligible to run. C-SPAN is, they're loving her right now. Mm-hmm. So I think
C-SPAN is the political news channel, right?
Yeah, that's okay. The political news channel and a part of CNN.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But let's go on. So the Mike Epps.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, poor little Mike Epps. So, Mike Epps recently went on the podcast. Yeah, he went on a podcast and he stated that he has never treated any woman 100% right.
And he wants to do better. He wants to do better. But I guess it kind of enraged his wife or upset his wife.
You can find the story on hotnewhiphop.com.
So, yeah. I mean... Yeah. It kind of caused the conflict between him and his wife. And so he had to apologize to her publicly on social media.
On several platforms. He did like 2 apologies, apparently. And he said that, you know, he acknowledges his wrongdoing. Moreover, the admission of fault.
I want to know what he said.
He said, exactly, verbatim. That's it? Look, that's all he said. He said he has never treated... I think he did in a stand-up. I don't know why they say he did in a podcast. But maybe he said it in a podcast as well. But he did a stand-up show on Netflix. You guys can go look it up. But he also said that he has never treated a woman 100% right. And his wife apparently did not like that statement because she feels like, you know, that's my man. He treat me good. I treat him good. We treat each other good. You need to revise that. And so he went on an apology tour and he apologized for saying that. And in his apology, he said he will never do a dumbass podcast again. Okay. The podcast wasn't dumb.
No, that's not to blame.
Don't blame the podcast. It's what you said was dumb. Okay.
Maybe you should have smoked that blunt before you got
on. I don't know. Yep. Take the weed out the equation. I don't know. Maybe he did smoke a blunt before he got up on the stage.
No, I know. I smoked a blunt one day before our podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't smoke weed like that no more, but one day I smoked a blunt before we did the podcast, and I did not record nothing. I only recorded 14 minutes. But yeah, I'm just saying, you do dumb shit when you high.
You do. And he should never have said that, and he can't blame the podcast for what he said. You know, maybe he shouldn't do any interviews, period. You know?
Yeah, really.
Doesn't trust himself to say
complimentary things about his marriage.
You know, he didn't say nothing bad about his marriage, as far as I can tell. I just don't know the whole story.
He's never done any woman 100% right. Like, dang. So what could he have done to his wife? What did you do to your current wife? Because I thought she was his, you know, his end all to be all.
Yeah,
yeah. This three times, and has he been married like three times? Like,
girl, no.
I know he's been married before. She's not the first wife, but I think that, you know. I think he was talking down on podcasts, though. That's how I felt about it. I was like, tired of people trying to talk down on podcasts. Like, what Jess Hilarious on, oh, yeah, some of them are awful. But Jess Hilarious said, I'm sorry. I had to take a moment because, bitch, mine is fabulous. But anyways, Jess Hilarious said that everybody got a podcast. Anybody can do a podcast. Blah, blah, blah. Anybody can do a podcast. That does not make it good.
Exactly.
Okay, and then why are you jealous of people that get back podcasts and making a lot of money off of it?
Because ain't she making a lot of money being on a podcast?
I do believe, and I never listened to her podcast.
I thought she was doing it. No.
No, she does the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Yeah, yeah.
She also has a podcast, or I don't know if it's still going, but a lot of people, I have podcasts, and they don't even post like that. You know, like, what's that one? Reasonably Shady by Robin Dixon and Giselle Bryant from Real Housewives of Potomac. They have a podcast, and again, it's called Reasonably Shady. And I don't think they post a lot. Like, they don't post a lot of episodes a season.
And Breakfast Club does their, like, every day, right?
Yeah.
Breakfast 5 days Club a week? Like, five days a week.
5 days a week. And it's supposed to be live, but I don't think it's live.
No,
I think like the first portion of it is live, and then I think like the second portion is like pre-recorded. But anyways,
yeah, the portion that they put on the morning shows.
Yeah, I just feel like people need to stop talking down on shit, you know, because
I mean, let people make their coin whatever way they can. If they're not gonna be popular or good, it's okay. Like, why would you say that everybody can make a podcast? Everybody can make a podcast.
But everybody apparently could be a hater.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Everybody apparently could be a hater. But not everybody can make a podcast. That's all I'm saying, you know. It's not a lot of podcasts out there. It's a lot, but it's not that many where you gotta be hating on them.
Yeah,
like,
right?
That's crazy. But let's go on to Strange World. So, Strange World, we're gonna talk about
which one?
Indianapolis, Indiana. Yes. Indianapolis. Indiana.
I thought you
were gonna
say that for us. Nappytime stories.
This is Strange World. You know what our Nappytime story is? Remember?
Oh wait, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that? Okay, so we're gonna talk about our Strange World. So apparently there was a standoff on March 8th, 2024, which was what's today? Fucked up Fridays. That's today.
At 7 a.m.?
Yeah, at 7 a.m. That was today. So, Fucked up Fridays. This is so fucked up, y'all. So, court documents revealed that the suspect... Oh, no, they said the actual incident was Wednesday, but this story posted today on Fox 59 News. And so, allegedly, this suspect had a standoff with the SWAT team here in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Yep. They say he had been high on drugs.
That embalming fluid.
Yeah, that's what his girlfriend said. She said that he was smoking wet. And that he locked her in a room and beat her with a belt.
No, the bathroom. Because first she got dressed. She made her take off her clothes and take a shower. And she said he was scrubbing her real hard in the shower. Then he was hitting her with a metal pipe.
Well, yeah, she was supposed to be packing for a trip or something.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what it says in this article on Fox 59.
And he told her she had to change her clothes and get in the shower.
Because she had bugs on her. No, she had bugs on her, yeah.
And so he hit her with the metal pole and then he started beating her with his belt. I mean, God. Because he was fucking gone. Like, literally, what do that to you? Like, you got to be careful what drugs you use. I'm not playing.
Okay, so.
There's this whole guy, when I was in high school, this guy was, he had graduated in December. By January something, he was dead because him and his cousin were smoking wet in his car. And his cousin thought he was a demon and shot him to death. Shot him in the head several times. So, yeah, you got to be careful what you're using. She lucky she only got beat. I mean, like, that's not a good thing. But you know what I'm saying? She got beat with the belt and hit the pole.
No, she's lucky that she got away.
Yeah, she went out the window.
Yeah, she crashed out the window. Like, she broke the window and jumped out of it.
So she had blood on her head and everything.
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
like
she
from jumping out the window. Like she went head first out the window.
I would have too. I would have laughed
too. But for those of you guys that don't know what wet is, it's according to this article, it's a marijuana blunt dipped in embalming fluid. Yeah. Now, I thought wet was anything dipped in embalming fluid before I read this article.
Yeah, no. But wet in specific is a blunt dipped in embalming fluid.
Mm.
But people would use it.
They use it to dip their cigarettes in and everything. So gross. But anyway.
But why embalming fluid?
Why?
You ain't dead.
That's crazy. Why would you want to put that in your
body? That's for dead people. God, to preserve their body. It's a preservative for the human body. Come on.
So while he was holding her hostage, apparently he went on, like, this was like almost a 2-hour standoff.
Yeah, no, she got out the window before he went up, kept going out on the in and out of the porch.
Okay, so he's going in and out on the porch, and he masturbates in front of the SWAT team.
Yeah,
this is, you can't make this up, y'all. I'm laughing. He masturbated in front of the SWAT team, and he also mooned them.
He said, my name is Dijon what?
Well, no, that's when they first knocked on the door. The SWAT team knocked on the door and he came to the door, opened the door. He said,
no, at first he was trying to keep them out, but yeah.
No, they said when he opened the door, he says, verbatim, according to Fox 59, he says that my name is Dijon Booker. You're gonna know me after today. Oh my God.
The whole world's gonna know
him. The whole world is gonna know him, honey.
Shit.
Anyways, he lost it. He's charged with a misdemeanor assault and I think something else. I think it's all misdemeanors. He was high on drugs and he really believed that he had to get them bugs off of his girlfriend. Damn. He said she was covered in bugs. The drugs made him believe that. Now, this is a PSA. Kids.
This is your group.
This is your brain. And this story is your brain on drugs. Any questions? This story is your brain on drugs. Please do not do this shit. Like, wine is good for your heart. That's all I can say. Pinot Grigio. Okay.
Oh, shit.
And you're not going to be thinking that somebody is covered in bugs if you just, you know, get your glass of wine to relax.
You know, you got a few glasses of wine, you're going to fall asleep. That's all.
Yes. At the most. Okay. In other words, you're just going to be relaxed. But, okay, let's go on to our next strange.
And this one is a sad story. Poor girl, she was a foster care child. She was 10 years old, taken in by the foster care. I guess the foster care parents also had a daycare. And for some reason, this 6-month-old was in her care. Mm-hmm. She accidentally dropped the 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. No, 6-month-old. I said 6 months. 6-month-old. And she panicked because the baby started crying and stomped him to death, basically. Stomped him in the head. And
was she at home?
Yeah, she was at her foster home. Yeah, not her home.
Oh, Lord. And the foster parents left her there with a baby?
I don't know how she ended up with the baby. I don't know why the foster parents are not in trouble as well. But, so the judge declared her, this is in Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls. The judge apparently declared her incompetent to stand trial. So basically she's going to end up committed because something has to be wrong with that girl to stop the baby in the head like that. Because that's crazy. The baby did not die right away. It died the next day, I believe. Let me see. What the hell? It died the next day, I believe. The baby died on November 1st. So, yeah. Two days later, the baby died. And the father is like, I can never forgive this girl, you know, for killing my son. And you know, but, like, she's 10. Like, I don't think she even knew what she was doing. And we know a little girl who was about 11 or 12 and she was being beat. She had been molested by her mother's husband. She's been beat. She ended up with her grandma and she ended up getting beat by her grandma on a regular basis. Her grandma would never let her go nowhere or do anything or whatever. And so I guess she just snapped one day and stabbed because they were leaving the grandchildren of the grandma's husband in her care a lot. And so mm-hmm. she stabbed the baby to death. So it was a little boy and a little girl that she was tasked with keeping, you know, keeping an eye on.
And she was a baby herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she just snapped one day. Like I said, she was getting beat. She had been molested, you know.
So what did the judge sentence the 10-year-old to?
Oh, commitment. Right now she's going to be committed soon. But did they investigate
like her past history before they committed her? I'm pretty sure they did,
because why was she in foster care in the first place?
Right.
And there's no telling what happened to her in foster care. Come
on. Like, who, what kind of foster parents leaves a 10-year-old to watch a baby?
A 6-month-old. I don't know.
Make it make sense, you guys.
Yeah, but they ain't going after the foster parents. It's all this little girl's fault who don't even know what really was going on, really, as far as I can tell. They said she didn't even speak up during her trial. And they're able to show her picture, which is weird. They're showing her picture on the internet. So, I guess, well, I don't know. Are they going to try her as an adult if she becomes competent enough to stand trial? But right now they said she is not competent to stand trial. And they're planning to have her committed. And she does go back to court on July 3rd, I believe, of this year.
That's so sad, man. I just hate to hear about children getting abused and, you know, allegedly, you know. I gotta say allegedly, y'all. I know. You guys.
Something happened to her, because there's no way.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of these young girls that have done things especially of this nature. Especially in the foster care system. Yeah, in the foster care system. And that's another thing. Hold on. That's another thing that Jasmine Sherman is talking about on her platform, y'all. She's talking about reforming the foster care system. So you guys need to really check out her policies. But let's go on into Lying Like You Look, because, you know, these politicians be lying like they look.
So do. Oh, my God.
And y'all should want Jasmine Sherman. But anyways, Lying Like You Look, these politicians are now standing on the platform of fentanyl convictions. So they are saying that they want to convict drug dealers for, especially Republican politicians. They said they want to convict drug dealers for murdering people by selling them fentanyl. So
what type of murder would that be? Because it's definitely not first degree murder, because you don't know if somebody's going to die if they use fentanyl.
Well, according to this case in Indiana Crime, okay, on Fox 59, they stated that...
Yes, we love our Fox 59 news here.
Yes, we do. And according to Muncie, Indiana, in Delaware County, a jury recently convicted a Muncie woman of dealing drugs, and it resulted in a death of a woman.
But how do they know that her drugs are the ones that caused it? Because obviously the woman was a drug addict. So how do they know it was exactly what she sold to the woman that caused her death?
Well, according to the article, the autopsy official says that it was found that the cause of death was acute mixed drug intoxication. So she was mixing several drugs.
Yeah.
And the drug dealer admitted to selling her methamphetamines.
And Suboxone, another Oxycontin.
Chips. Yeah, and she said that she was afraid that something like this would happen to the woman who passed away. And the court document stated that she also stated she was the one to blame.
Oh, so she took the blame.
Yeah, she took the blame.
That's kind of different.
She sold the girl the drugs, somebody she knew personally. And she knew she was mixing several drugs together. And even though she only sold her fentanyl and methamphetamines, that she was saying that...
But originally she told them...
She was scared. She said she only sold her marijuana and
Suboxone.
Suboxone.
However you say that word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she said that she was afraid that the girl mixing all them drugs would kill her. And anyways, if she's selling fentanyl, it's... In any, you know, of these campaigns that these politicians are running, she should be charged with murder. So she's charged with selling drugs that resulted in a death.
Okay, so that's not murder. Okay.
No, but it could carry the same weight as murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25 to life. Okay.
Life.
Yeah, yeah. This young woman's life is gone.
Yes.
Do-do.
That's why I turned on my Do Not Disturb.
Yes. Let me not do that.
But yeah.
But let's go on into Nappy Time Stories. So, you want to kick it off?
Which one are we doing? Not the people who wanted the rap video on 33rd and Church.
Yes, that's the
oh
one.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! So these niggas, I mean niggas, even if they ain't black, nigga is supposed to mean ignorant or whatever.
And you found this story on Fox 59.
On Fox 59.
Fox 59.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
So they
allegedly, girl, these fools. These fools.
I wouldn't say allegedly because it's all on camera.
It is.
On their camera as well. Okay, so these dudes asked their gas station that they go to all the time, can they record a video there? The gas station people were like,
was
oh,
it
yeah.
a TikTok video?
I don't know if they did a TikTok video or not. What? Oh, yeah,
I think
it's
they
fine.
Said
you know,
YouTube. They said it was YouTube
video. Okay.
YouTube video. They're doing a little video on YouTube showing their guns and stuff.
Okay, so she's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. And the employee said 15 to 20 people showed up. They started lighting up blunts and putting their gun in the air. They had all different kinds of gun Uzis and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you're supposed to be getting off the street or whatever. And so the clerk was like, no, y'all can't do this in there. You know what I'm saying? Because they could get fired. You know, really.
With them guns.
And so
stuff,
they tried to tell them leave. And so they shot up the gas station, obviously. Mm-hmm. While still recording the video, apparently. I'm not sure exactly. And an innocent bystander got shot in the leg. Now,
they kept recording.
So they still posted the video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they did that. Is that America's Dumbest Criminals or what? I don't know. Or Indiana
Dumbest
Criminals?
Yes, it is.
Criminals?
That's Indiana Dumbest Criminals. That's the Nappy Time story of the day, honey. Who does it? Oh, we forgot to do our orders of the day, so...
Yeah, we can do that.
We're going to do it, though. But
no, they definitely ain't our artists of the day.
They will not be ever anybody's artists of the day. They will
but
be on America's
Dumbest Criminals.
If you
look it up on Fox
59, criminal.
You can see what they look like. They should be like,
yeah. Oh, my God. I think that Fox 59 needs to start doing a segment called America's Dumbest Criminals since that show doesn't. Nap Time Stories Dumbest Criminals.
Yes. Because, like, why would you still post a video? They kept the motherfucking video and posted it. You like asking IMPD to come pick you up.
For sure. But anyways, if y'all need somebody to write them segments, contact Honestly Unbothered.
Yeah,
you know,
so you already know.
That would be Honestly Unbothered LLC at gmail.com. But our artist of the day, I don't know. If y'all know this young lady who's been going viral lately. Oh my God.
Tasiki, right?
Yes, Tasiki. She's from the Bad Girls.
The baddies.
I keep wanting to call them the Bad Girls Club because it's like a spinoff.
Yeah.
You know?
It does seem like it, yeah.
It is. No, it definitely is a spinoff. And I love everything that...
Oh, these are more like rappers and R&B artists, right?
And they're amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. A lot of these girls...
Instead of just like rich girls who ain't got nothing better to do to go on the show.
Yeah, these girls are amazingly talented. I'm not even going to lie. I heard a song by Natalie Nunn earlier. Maybe I want to play Natalie Nunn's song. I don't know. But it's pretty good too.
We'll play hers because we have done.
We done Tasiki, so let's do Natalie.
You
Nunn,
know,
okay?
Tasiki kills it. She eats it. She be eating it up. Ain't that her
featuring
song?
Featuring Natalie Nunn. Don't you just love Google?
New song featuring Natalie Nunn.
And there I'm still trying to wonder why the fuck is your Nunn in the Google sound like that? Mine. Oh, but mine sound like yes. Natalie Nunn.
Okay, this is Beat King, and the song is called Outside, and it's featuring Natalie Nunn from Baddies and the Bad Girls Club. She was originally on the Bad Girls Club.
Oh, wow.
And she's an executive producer on the Baddies. You know, she's the one who came up with the concept, I believe, for the whole little series.
So it is more of a spin-off.
And she's also an executive producer on Bad Boys.
No, it's too loud.
We outside tonight.
I was watching the video. No, this phone is loud. That's why I moved it away. So it won't be so loud on the phone.
I like Houston, it. I know y'all like chat music right
there. This time is hard for me. Hey, I get you up in the phone, too. I'll be right there.
Trying to suck my ass. Or asshole. Take it up. Bitch still missing, she like, this is signs I be dancing to at home in front of my husband while he sweat down right there. I ain't twerking with shit like this.
My husband be like, what the fuck you doing? No. Your ass ain't even moving, girl.
Daddy.
Well, I know how to twerk.
I do not.
Hey, I don't know. You do a little bit.
When I'm drunk, yeah.
Nigga, keep fucking that broke bitch. Choke, bitch, you keep my name in your throat, bitch.
Hoes
talking shit.
Just for y'all, bro. I mean, broke.
Not these baddies.
What I got to say, $500 a day to be on the show.
Damn. Okay, so I'm gonna stop it right there. And we're gonna leave the description in our description. We're gonna leave the description.
Gina writes the descriptions, and she's like, Google it, bitch.
Yeah, but we're going to put the description in, because I think y'all should check this song out, though. This song is hard. I love it. And Natalie really kept that shit.
Oh, it's decent.
I mean,
for the style and what it's worth.
I think all of these girls are talented. Natalie is really talented, but, you know, I really don't like
how she... And I like, Krishan a little bit. She's not a singer, but yeah. And I don't know anybody else.
She going to jail.
Tiana introduced me to all these people.
Krishan going to jail.
For what?
They stealing her baby daddy car. She didn't ever get released from that charge.
That's going to be glossed over.
My husband says it's probably going to be probation or something. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's just probation. Because it was her boyfriend's
Rock
car.
In jail now.
That is like a family dispute. She had a whole baby by him, so... Oh.
And they don't care.
And
oh, okay.
It was probably a
You was right. She managed to avoid jail time for those charges. Instead, she was receiving 4 years of parole. Mm. So everybody that was on their line saying she was going to jail, you can get this information from the state court documents. Yes, and I just found it on this.
What the fuck?
I want to say, what's the name of that website?
Distractify.
Distractify, okay. So you can also find the court documents on Distractify. That she only got 4 years probation. And I'm glad, because she just had that baby, you know.
Yeah.
Like, she need to be with her baby. She's probably still breastfeeding, you know. A lot of people breastfeed. Why you laugh? You don't think she breastfeeding? You think she drinking Hennessy and Douce?
Yep. yep.
Some people can't wait till they pop that baby out so they can start drinking again. Give me a glass of wine, bitch. Pinot Grigio. Okay.
Right.
No, but I breastfed all my kids. I ain't gonna lie.
I breastfed my kids too.
I did. I was like, I can wait. I can wait to drink. I want to breastfeed. Because
you pump it out.
I did pump.
I'm saying, when you that milk that you build up when you're drinking, you just pump it out and then feed them.
Oh, I never did that.
Okay. Oh, I did.
I'm just gonna wait. Yeah, I can wait. Everybody's like, are you drinking today? Asia, you're so funny accent. I'd be like, well, I'm breastfeeding, you know. Even though I'm not putting this baby on my titties, because, you know, I like for them to still be sitting right. But anyway, I pumped, you know. But let's, to thank y'all. Right. I'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
And as always, you know what you should do. You know what you should do.
Remain.
Honestly, I'm bothered.
For real. Yeah, be like, what's his name?
And also, you know what you should do? You should vote for Jasmine Sherman.
Yes.
And Blueberry.
I will be putting that in the bio, but anything else, you Google it, bitch.
Again, thank y'all for listening. And continue to listen to our show. And continue to support us. And we're going to always keep the shits and giggles available for y'all.
Yes.
And I ain't gonna like it, so what it means?
Bitches gonna be mad at us. Niggas gonna be mad.
at us, and they just gonna be mad at us.
They just gonna be mad.
Gonna be mad at us. Gonna be mad at us.
Remember being honest with y'all, baby. It's not just a show, it's a lifestyle, baby.
Gonna be mad at us.
When you're on a high, someone's gonna try
bring you down.
There's something you're not doing right.
If you ain't got no
around,
they gonna be mad, baby.
Y'all do it.
Bitches gonna be mad at us.
Unbothered. Yeah.
They just gonna be mad at us.
There's something you're not doing right,
bitches.
There's something you're not doing right,
nigga.
There's something. Ah! Somebody say it right, like the word nigga. Ah! If you ain't got no haters around.
Make sure our shit wasn't deleted.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. But Molly _ Bop 062006. I don't know how many bitches is named Molly _ Bop, but she is Molly MILLY_ Bop BOP 062006. Okay, so she's talking about how the government was doing experiments on us through the TikTok,
and she's like, she was like, okay, so before we start replaying or finishing her
video segment.
She pointed out that she thinks the government has people out there that they pay to do shit, but come on, Black Panthers.
I also think that Rich Tisa is a part of it. I'm not going to lie to you. It's like, it's a government experiment on how they can detour us of what the real shit is that's going on. And Rich Tisa's segment is like going viral because, you know, a lot of people went through that type of shit.
Yeah.
And it's a way to distract us from this election. Period. If we don't vote in this election, okay, it's good, but it's not good.
But Biden don't need to be president again.
It's not good.
81
it's
years
not good,
old.
Guys. It's not good.
He's 81 years old, so and, we can get
and
Kamala.
Neither does Trump. Neither one.
No,
of them.
Nobody won. No, Trump is not going to win this year.
Okay, let's.
In 2024, I will eat my hat if Trump wins in 2024.
Eat your hat. I will eat it with you. Let's.
I don't even have a hat.
Boy, motherfucker, eat it together. Cause
yes.
I cannot.
Oh, I'm gonna eat the hat on your head right now.
Eat it.
Trump wins presidency this year.
Cause he's trash and Biden is trash too. But anyway, yes. They have been a lot of social experiments to detract.
Yes.
The masses from what's really going on.
And as I was pointing out, that's how the Black Panther Party, who was helping out the Black community, providing lunches, doing all this shit for the Black community, became this, terrorist organization.
Yeah, the government called it
that terrorism. That is a big, big example of what she's talking about. So let's
Go on.
Willingly. A lot of us are still listening to it. I'm tired of it. I don't even listen to it no more. A lot of us are still listening to it, believing it, and it has us all messed up inside. You
all
know what it
up.
Did? Do you know when you ingest all of that negativity, it simply feeds the anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness that you already have in your heart from your own...
Okay, I'm going to pause it right there because she's right. The baddies.
Yes.
I think that's another social experiment.
Oh, my God.
On
how, no, but
and that's
like
why I don't believe
every
in.
Reality TV show.
But the baddies is like the most popular right now.
Right now, but who all is paying for Zeus? Like, not enough people to where it's affecting everybody.
It don't cost that much, girl. Because
I can't afford it.
Well, it's only $6.
Oh, $6 a month. That's right. A lot of money when you
That's not out. Really. You can really
okay,
afford.
Okay, so that is.
Take away your chips that you buy a month.
What chips? I don't buy chips.
I mean, for your kids or whatever. I don't buy nothing. Going out for dinner.
But I don't do any of that.
If you eliminate a lot of that going out for dinner for a family of four.
I don't do any of that.
You spend way less, though, to listen to this baddies.
No, but most people are not.
Or look at their shows, you know.
Okay, so most people would rather buy chips for their kids than pay for Zoom to watch the baddies.
But what kind of social media are you paying for? Because millions and millions of people is paying to watch the baddies.
I'm paying for the free shits. I'm not paying for nothing. I'm getting the free shits.
What's the free shits?
The free YouTube, the free.
Do you got Hulu?
No.
Do your husband?
No.
What are the social medias that y'all pay for? Prime.
He pays for Prime. YouTube.
I know y'all pay for Prime.
No, I don't pay for anything.
Your husband.
No, you asking me. That's what I'm saying. I don't pay for anything. And I don't even watch the shit he pays for. I don't
watch. What does your
husband
pay
for? Disney Plus. He pays for the YouTube shit.
And Disney Plus come with a second Hulu. Disney Plus.
No, he don't pay for. Well, maybe he do. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he don't. He pays for those, but I don't watch any of this shit. So now I don't pay for it. So
I'm just saying.
Netflix. He pays for Netflix. I watch it sometimes. I really don't even watch Netflix these days.
But these days, people are paying for these platforms to watch these shows on these show platforms and social media platforms.
Yeah.
Like, people are really watching baddies. Everybody's watching Prime. Everybody's watching Netflix.
Well, my kids have access to
Disney Plus for your kids.
But my kids are not watching that shit.
I'm just saying, everybody's watching
this. I'm saying they have access to it, but they don't watch it.
I'm not saying your kids. I'm saying everybody's kids is watching this shit. And this is what she's talking about. This is what Molly _ Bop 06006. Okay, she's been on here since 2006.
Molly
Bop. She's been on here.
It's Molly Bop, but.
Yeah, Molly Bop 06006.
Just pointing out that
she's been putting out the word out there that, you know, it's some weird shit going on with social media, basically.
Well, we already knew
to
that.
Distract.
Well,
them.
We knew that.
We already talked about
Our mother was a wannabe Black Panther.
And we also talked about this shit on our page, how the media tried to distract you from what's really going on. And if y'all don't know what's really going on, it's the election. Keep it real.
And it's not just that. It's the wars.
It's literally just watering that seed and making it grow into full-blown hatred. And you have to stop listening to it. I used to listen to Cynthia G. Okay, a lot of what she's saying is true. A lot of what she said, it resonated with me because it happened to me or I've seen it happen. But what I started to realize was there was a heaviness on me. There was this bitterness inside of me that had grown, and I couldn't figure out why. Because I'm like, I have forgiven so-and-so, and then all of a sudden it's coming back up. But that's why. It just fed it. It just fed it and made it grow.
Made it grow.
And it got to a point where I said, I'm not happy. And I feel the heaviness of this bitterness. So I stopped listening to it. And after I got it out my system, I'm so much lighter. Light. You hear me?
Light.
And I just encourage everyone on here to stop listening to it.
Oh, I already did. Long time ago.
Stop ingesting it. It is making you miss.
Period. So I'm going to stop it right there. And y'all can go check it out for yourself. Again, that's...
is that you, too?
No, that's Shekinah. That's Shekinah.
Oh, damn.
But that's true. Like, Molly is telling the truth. Like, I'm telling you what. Like, I was listening to Candace Owens' podcast the other day. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I listened to Candace Owens.
I do agree with a lot of Candace Owens shit. And I am embarrassed about it, though. But yeah.
Why would you be embarrassed? Right? If that's because
a lot of shit I don't agree with. But her basic platform I agree with. And so, like, she says a lot of shit that I consider, like, fucking ignorant. Ignorant as a woman, as a person.
Well, doesn't she sell shirts that says that I am a Karen?
She is a Karen because she did. She did that when she had Karen. She's pregnant now, I believe, or she just had a baby.
Yeah, she had the baby. And she ain't pregnant no more.
So she, but that baby before this that she just had, she had an issue.
Yeah, with, and that's why I want to go into line like you look. Talking about Candace, all that bitch ass.
Candace. She's that bitch.
That would be Candace on. This bitch is lying. Actually,
no, she's not. She's trying to make money.
What you mean? She's a lawyer. She makes money.
She makes money.
Stop playing with me.
She makes money making the black community look like something that's not. But what I do agree with her on.
What does Candace know about the black community?
She doesn't really know because
she knows nothing.
Like the black community. She had a whole she went through the NAACP to deal with these white boys that was fucking with her back in the day, and then she
hold on, elaborate on that. What you mean?
So when she was younger, she went to, I don't remember what kind of school she went to, but she went to the NAACP to get help with these white boys who were harassing her, and she got money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
She got money off her discrimination suit, all that. She got the money.
She won the money, right.
And then she started to go against.
So who was fucking with her originally? Was black people?
No, white people. White boys.
Okay,
white young men.
Her being a black Republican?
I don't even know.
She's a black Republican.
No, she became a black Republican later. And
I thought she was always a black Republican.
No, I don't. As far as I know, no.
According to her show, she's been a black Republican since 1997.
Okay, so before then it was the suit against the white boys. And so I guess maybe the NAACP rubbed her the wrong way, but she still got paid for that shit.
Maybe she still got paid for her lawsuit. She was a black Karen.
She assumed that identity later. But what I was going to say is that what I resonate with her is that I don't feel like the
11-11. I'm just saying why you were talking about her.
But I don't feel like the Democratic Party has black people's needs in mind. I feel like they are stifling what we can do as a people by creating all these things. Like white supremacist groups when they come up with these per capita statistics that don't exist anywhere else but in their fucking
mind
community
frame.
In their mind frame, in the white supremacist mind frame, they would not have been able to come up with this idea if it wasn't for the Democratic Party. So that's what I see. So I never really was a Democrat. I'm not a true Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not. Sorry.
You're more in line with a socialist/Republican view.
Yeah. Right. Pretty much.
And then Candace Owens is a Republican, right?
She's a Republican, yes.
And you agree with a lot of her...
Because I'm a conservative Democrat. Or I'm really not a Democrat. But yeah. I am just a conservative, period.
So you're a conservative, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. I'm not a total Democrat. I try to vote for people that are in line with my side.
So would you say you're a leftist? I'm not a leftist, really. I'm really not a leftist, but yeah.
I would say that this election, that I'm leaning more to the socialists.
Which would be on the left.
That's the left.
Mm-hmm.
Not the right. What the fuck is the right?
We're more of pull yourself up by the bootstraps. But I'm not on that pull yourself up by the bootstraps. But I'm just giving you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that everybody can pull themselves up by the bootstrap. Because, like, what the fuck? Everybody don't have no boots. So how can you pull yourself up by the bootstraps?
I believe that, but
You can't.
But you can't.
You can. Like Donald Trump said,
the motherfucking master of your destiny.
But also, we see all these people be, you know, they gaining all this fame from social media, like Risa Tisa, like all these people, you know, they didn't have fame before social media came along. And Donald Trump also said before Risa Tisa came along,
yeah,
that the money you need to make is right at the palm of your hands. Like, you on social media all day, why don't you make money from it? It's a money maker. That's yes. all I'm saying. It's
not
a
for
way,
everybody.
It's a way to make
like
money.
You,
like us,
because like, my no, like you.
All right,
my
like
social
our,
media is
our
not
cousin
doing
recently,
well.
She posted her first video today, and she's already up on TikTok, almost up to 1,000 views already in one day. Let's keep it real. Money is out there to be made, and go ahead.
It's money out there. Go get it.
Go get it.
Is that what you said before?
Go get it. Go get that fucking money. Like what the baddies is doing. You know what I'm saying? We already covered that. Well, we'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
And as always, we want y'all to remain unbothered. And, you know.
Yeah, don't care what everybody else is doing. Do your own thing.
Don't worry about it. It's not your job to focus on what somebody else is doing. You got to get out there.
But when it comes to the next president, that's a different
story.
Oh,
when it comes to the next president, please vote with somebody that's
aligned
to your...
make sure you vote in your local and what's the precinct elections first. That's the most important.
But what about Jasmine? What about Jasmine?
Jasmine,
like she's
Charlotte?
Not getting the recognition that she deserves.
Well, she's not going to. But her platforms overall are pretty good.
Are in line with what most people want, you know.
But
what I mean?
A lot of people vote against their interests, and I will say that again.
What do you mean? Say it.
A lot of people vote against their interests if they think that somebody's going to get something better than what they can get.
Now, to all the Trump voters, if you think that y'all going to get him reelected. I don't see that happening. He's not going to get back in office, you guys. There's no way y'all can get him back in office.
So,
y'all can cry, boo-boo, sit off, what is it called, missiles and everything. And, you know, because we know they got
and don't start another January 6th, the fuck.
Oh, no, they said if he doesn't get reelected, that it's going to be worser. Like, it's going to be worse than what they did in the insurrection. They said the insurrection is going to look like child's play if he doesn't get reelected.
It's not getting reelected, though.
So, we don't want to see that. We want to see...
And why, though? Why are y'all going to do all this shit, though?
Because they some bitch-made-ass motherfuckers, you know? They Trump supporters. They don't have it all.
Whatever.
What it means, though. And Donald Trump gonna be mad at us.
What?
Bite might be mad at us. I don't give two fucks.
No, that old dude ain't don't even know what's going on right now.
I'm gonna need them niggas.
He don't even know that it's 2024 right now.
Have seven seats. Right? Sit your old ass down and let a young nigga have a chance. Jasmine.
And not a young nigga in the 17-year-old. Like,
Blue Bear took it. That's what I'm on. No, he ain't
get
that Blue Bird. And that Charmin and Blue Bird took it. In your repertoire. Listen to it. Recognize. Then y'all got another choice. Biden and Trump is not your only choice.
There's something you're not doing right.
Y'all got another choice.
There's something you're not doing right.
If you ain't got no haters around. Jasmine Sherman, bitch.